Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Hey, and we are at the fourth wide line of daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis Ella Hara'ah. Today's daf's being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar li Pashalom ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Leah Gittel, Bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindl Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So yesterday, Be'ezus Hashem, we began a new perek, the sixth perek of Masechtas Yevamos, perek haba al Yevimtoi. And the perek began with the halachic definition of what exactly a bia is, as it relates to the mitzvah of Yevama Yava Yaleh. And the Mishnah said a chiddush. The Mishnah said that as long as there's a bia, even if it's what we're going to see in tomorrow's daf, Chazal termed a bia gerua, that would satisfy the requirement of Yevama Yava Yaleh, and it would create the kinyan of Yibam. And the Mishnah went on to describe different examples of bia's geruas that Sol Kedai Techamina maybe would not be okay, but kamash malan are okay. The Mishnah said, "Abba yevimtoi bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein ba'oynes, bein b'rotzen." The halach is kana. The Mishnah said, "Echad ha'ma'ara ve'echad ha'goymer." Even if the bia was only a tchilas bia, it was hara, it's also going to be kana. The Mishnah said, "V'loy chileg bein bia labia," which Rashi was mefarish means even a bia shaloy kedarka would be considered a bia. As long as there's a bia called dehu, that would be enough to satisfy the halacha of Yevama Yava Yala. And then the Mishnah said that this is not only true for Yevama Yava Yala, but the same is true when it comes to bia's psulos. That if somebody's ba on achas mikola raya shebetayra, or if someone's ba on one of the chayvei lavin, or one of the chayvei lavin ve'esin, there too the halacha would be echad ma'ara ve'echad ha'goymer. There too the halacha would be v'loy chilek bein bia labia. Even a bia shaloy kedarka would be considered a bia. So we're in the middle of a gemara where the gemara is discussing what is the makar that hara tchilas bia is considered a bia in all these aforementioned scenarios. And the Gemara began by discussing how is it that we know that Haras considered a bia regarding Chayvei Krisos, regarding the Arayas. And what emerged was that there's really two psukim in the Torah by two of the Arayas where it says mefurish that Hara would be considered a bia. One is by the erva of Nida, and the other is by the erva of Achos Em and Achos Av. As it relates to a nida, it says clearly in the Torah, "V'isha sheyishkav es isha dava, v'gila es ervasa, es mekoira he'era, v'hi gilsa es mekoira domeo, v'nichrusu shnei mikeravam." So the pasuk is clearly talking about a nida, and it says, "Es mekoira he'era." Hara, so you see, hara is considered bia when it comes to a nida. The pasuk says, regarding achos of an achosim, the ervas achos imcha v'achos of vicha loisegale, ki es she'eroi he'era, Avoinam Yiso. Again, the Torah uses the word hara. So twice the Torah used the word hara in the parsha of the Arayas, and that teaches us, says the Gemara, that it's not only true for these Arayas, but it's going to be true for all the Arayas in the Torah, for all the different Chayvei Krisos. But the Gemara, in its Shakla V'tayr, in its Cheshbin, said that just because the Torah said it by Nida, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be true for other Arayas, because you find the Chumra that Nida has that other Arayas don't have. And just because it says it by Achos Av and Achos Em doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be true by all the other Arayas, because there's a Chumra that Achos Av and Achos Em has that not all the Arayas have. So the maskana, after further review, what emerged was that really the makar is nida. Nida has a chumrah that other arayas don't have. Shekein metama is bayala. So how do you learn all the arayas from nida? The Gemara said, you learn it with a hekesh. It's what's known as the hekesh of the Rabbi Yoina. And once we know by nida how Ross considered a bia, the same is getting true by all the other arayas. Don't you have a kasha? Yeah. Or be'ein meshivin ala hekesh. And it's for that reason, just because nida has a chumrah that the other arayas don't have, doesn't mean you can't learn the other arayas from nida. So the maskana, how do you know that haraz considered bia when it comes to all the arayas? It's learned out from the erva of nida via the classic hekesha de Rabbi Yoina. Now, if that's the case, if we're going to do the math here in the sugya, what would emerge then is that the fact that the Torah mentioned Hara by Achos Av and Achos Em would seem to be miyutar. It would seem to be extra. Why? Because just like I learn all the arayas from Nida via the Akesha to Rabbi Yoina, I should l'chura be able to learn achaysav and achaysayim from Nida via the Akesha to Rabbi Yoina. So today's daf picks up with this question. Zokta Gemara, four lines from the bright Shiras. Elo hara d'chsiva gabi achaysav v'achaysayim. Lomali, why did Torah have to say hara by achaysav and achaysayim? Just like I learn all the chayvik krisis from Nida through the Akesha to Rabbi Yoina, l'chara I should be able to learn hara by achaysav and achaysayim from the Akesha to Rabbi Yoina as well. So why did the Torah have to single it out by that erva? So the Gemara says, l'kidibayim nei ravina mei rav. The reason it was mentioned was, can be explained with an ibaya that Ravina wants to ask Rava. So what did Ravina ask Rava? He said, "Hama'ara b'zachar mal." If somebody does mishkav zachar and all he did was hara, he wasn't going with the bia. Is it, can it be considered a bia, or is it not going to be considered a bia? So the Gemara says, Rava told Ravina, "B'zachar, of course it's going to be considered a bia. Why? Because mishkavei isha ksiva. The Torah says by mishkav zachar, mishkavei isha, and we learn from there that whatever is considered a bia by an isha would be considered a bia by a zachar as well. And being that hara is considered a bia by an isha, so it's considered a bia by an ish. It's considered a bia by a zachar. So the Gemara says, no. Ravina told Rava, ela ma'ara bebehema mal. That's not my question. My question is not a ma'ara bezachar. My question is a ma'ara bebehema. Meaning, if someone is ba on a behema, and all he did was hara, all he did was tchilas bia, is it going to be considered a bia, or is it not going to be considered a bia? A malay, so he told him like this, that the truth is, there's an extra mention of hara in the parasha of Arayas. Where is that extra mention, achaysav and achaysayim? Like we just said, why did the Torah write it? So Rava said, aha, now I know. I don't need the Torah to tell me that Hara is considered to be a by Achisav and Achisayim. Why? Because I know it from the Keshet to Rabbi Yoina. So must be, it's extra to teach me that a Bia by a Behema, Hara is going to be considered a Bia. And that, Rava told Ravina, is the answer to your question. So why did the Torah mention Hara by Achisav and Achisayim? Not to teach me Achisav, but this is an example of an Einoi Inyan Tneyo Inyan to teach me a halacha in a similar area in halacha, and that is when it comes to Mishkav Behema, hara is going to be considered a bia. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Mechti, Behema chayvim misas bezdani. If someone's born a Behema, he would be chayvim misas bezdan. If that's the case, my time aksiv lahara dida gabi chayvim krisos. So if the Torah wanted to tell me that there's a din hara, that is considered a bia by Behema, why did the Torah write it by a parasha of chayvei krisos? Lichtov gabi misas bezin, wouldn't it have been more appropriate for it to be written by a parasha misas bezin, so that v'nail of misas bezin, misas bezin? So like this, the comparable between the lamed and the malamed would be very, very similar. We'd learn a halacha of misas bezin from another halacha of misas bezin. What's the Gemara's question? Mishkevei behema is misas bezin. Achaysav and achaysayim is an erva that's only chayvei krisos. So not all arayas were created equally as it relates to the oynish. Some are only karis, some are misas bezdin, some misas chenek, sometimes sreifa, sometimes skila, right? So different arayas have different oynish. But as it relates to a behema, it's misas bezdin. As it relates to achaysav and achaysayim, it's chayvei krisos. So the Gemara's kash is that if the Torah was going to find a place in the parish of arayas to teach me that by a behema hara is considered a bia, wouldn't that make more sense for the Torah to have written it by one of the arayas with the zechi of misas bezdin? That's more similar to mishkevei behema. Why did Torah write it by one of the arayas that are less similar, by one of the arayas that are only a chayvi krisa? We should have found one of the arayas that's a chayvi misas bezdin and set it over there. That would seem to be more mistaber. So the Gemara says, I hear about aidi the kulei kra l'drasha asi, being that the pasuk of achaysav and achaysayim, as we're about to see, the entire pasuk is l'drasha asi. He's coming to teach us halachas. It's all drashas. So kisiv beinami hamilsa l'drasha. So therefore, the Torah included this halacha as well. Just throw in one more drasha. So this pasuk was already a pasuk that was dedicated for drashas. So therefore, it makes sense to add another drasha, meaning enachinami. If we had a whiteboard and we were going to look at all the psukim where we can throw in this halacha, that hara, although it's not needed, but emeino inyan, teneyo inyan to behema, we probably wouldn't have picked achaysav and achaysayim. But this was a pasuk that already was stated clearly l'drasha. So no, we're already going to learn drashas from this pasuk. We might as well learn other drashas as well. So the Gemara says, my drasha, what are the drashas that Chazal said Kule krale Joshua asi. What exactly is this? The Tanya we learned in a brisa. And really, this brisa that the Gemara is going to bring is going to take us through a discussion that's going to cannot take us to the end of the daf. We're going to end the daf a little abruptly, get into the raid, but it's going to take us cannot till the end of our daf, and it's going to get into a discussion with regards to different arayas that I mentioned in the Torah. This is Dava Be'itai, Parshas Achrimois, Parshas Kedoshim, which is where the Parsha of the Arayas is mentioned in the Torah. And we're going to go through a whole bunch of different Arayas, and the Gemara is going to discuss certain technicalities of it. So again, what's this Braisa that darshins the Pasuk of Achisov and Achisim? Kulei Lidrasha, says the Gemara. It says in the Torah, Ervas we learn from here, Bein Mina of Bein Minayim. So again, what's the Erva? The Erva is a person is not allowed to marry his father's sister. And Zok Debraisa, it doesn't matter if this woman is your father's sister, Mina of, or she's your father's sister, Minayim. It doesn't matter if she's your father's paternal sister or maternal sister. Zok the Gemara, is that true? Maybe the only time there's an erva of achis avicha is if this woman is your father's paternal sister, but not if she's the maternal sister. So the Gemara says v'dinu. No, I'll explain it to you. Because chayiv kam v'chayiv achis. The Torah mentioned achis of as an erva. The Torah also mentioned achisai as an erva, meaning a person's father's sister is an erva, and a person's own sister is an erva. Ma achisai, just like when it comes to the erva of achisai, bein min av or bein min ha'im. It doesn't matter if it's your paternal sister or maternal sister. Either way, she's an erva. Afkan, so too, when it comes to your father's sister, it's bein min av or bein min ha'im. It doesn't matter if it's your father's paternal sister or your father's maternal sister. Says the Gemara, is that true? Mechatesi, learn achis of from achoisoy, I can tell you another way you can go with this. Chayiv kam v'chayiv deidasoy. The Torah mentioned the erva of achoisoy. The Torah also mentioned the erva of deidasoy. So what's deidasoy? Deidasoy is similar to achoisoy. Achoisoy is your father's sister. Deidasoy is your father's brother's wife. Your father's brother's wife, deidasoy, your aunt, is also considered an erva. Now, ma deidasoy min avalei min aim. Over there, the halach is min avalei min aim. Meaning, the only time a person is muzer on deidasoy is if it's your father's paternal brother's wife. However, if it's your father's maternal brother's wife, then it's not deidasoy. So you can argue, just like over there by deidasoy, it's min avalei min aim. Afkan, so too, when it comes to achis avicha, it should be min avalei min aim. So the Gemara says, I hear. So basically, we're at a crossroads. We're trying to understand the erva of achis of an achisim. Is it dafka, your father's paternal sister? Or is it even your father's maternal sister? And we have two comps. On the one hand, we can compare it to achisoy. On the other hand, we can compare it to deidasoy. By achoisoy, it doesn't matter if it's achoisoy min av or min ha'ein. By deidasoy, it's only your father's paternal brother's wife. So the Gemara says, which one should we compare it to? Nira l'midayma. Let's see what it's more similar to. Don in isra b'me'elov, mi isra b'me'elov. I can hear that you should compare achoisov and achoisim to achoisoy. Why? Because these are both isurim that just happen. A person's born, if he has a sister, he's asr ba'achoisoy. If his father has a sister, he's asr ba'achoisoy. No marriage had to take place. It's an isser that just happens by itself. Very similar. As opposed to daidasoy, she'ein isra ba'me'elav. Daidasoy is your father's brother's wife. Oh, there's a marriage that had to happen in order for that erva to come into effect. So based on that, says the Gemara, achoisoy of it would seem to be more similar to achoisoy than to deidasoy. But the Gemara says, I can argue differently. It makes more sense to compare achoisov to deidasoy. Why? Because they're both your aunt. Achoisov is your father's sister, and deidasoy is your father's brother's wife. As opposed to achoisoy, she's not your father's relative, she's your relative. So the Gemara says, I could hear that achoisov is more similar to achoisoy. They're both memela. I can hear it's more similar to deidasoy. They're both your aunt. They're both your father's craven. Says the Gemara, Talmud Omer, that's why the Torah said, Ervas achoisa vicha lo isegala. To teach me, bein mino av, bein mino eim. To teach me this halacha, that ervas achoisa vicha is true, whether it's achoisa vicha mino av, or whether it's achoisa vicha mino eim. When it says in the Torah, ervas achoisi mecha lo isegala, what's that coming to teach me? Again, bein mino av, bein mino eim. Same halacha. That's not only true for your father's sister, that it doesn't matter if it's min ha'av and min ha'im. It's also true for your mother's sister. It's bein min ha'av and bein min ha'im. Fei to Gemara, lamali l'michta v'achisav, lamali l'michta v'achisav. Why would the Torah have to tell this to me by achisav and achisav? L'chur, once we know by achisav, it's true min ha'av and min ha'im. Wouldn't you think achisav is also true min ha'av and min ha'im? Amar Rabbavo, Rabbavo said, tzrichi yinien, kuzdikas, rechamon ha'ba. Bachisov, Eretz Bachisov. I would have thought Shekin Yesh Lachayis. I would have thought because your Iker Yichus comes from your father, right? Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha. A person's Yichus, for example, back in the day where what Shevet you were part of really mattered. Today, Koyan Levi, Yisrael, but even within Yisrael, right? What Shevet were you from? So what determined your Shevet? Not your mother's Shevet, your father's Shevet. So the Mishpachas Av is always considered the Ikke Mishpacha, by Yibum, by Yerusha. It's always the Ikke Mishpacha. So I would have thought that maybe when it comes to Achis Av, over there there's such a halacha of Achis Aim, but when it comes to Achis Aim, maybe over there it's different. Aim Aloy, because Rachman of Achis Aim, and had it said it only by Achis Aim, that the halacha is Beimen Av, Beimen Aim, I would have thought Shekin Vadayas. Your mother is more Beteres Vada, your mother, than is your father, right? In Halacha, a person's mother is considered to be his mother Beteres Vada, but his father is only considered to be his father based on Roiv Bilois Acher Abal. And being that Aim has a chumra, so to speak, over Av, so you would have thought that maybe only by Achis Aim does Halacha Beimen Av Beimen Aim. Aval Achis Av, where it's he's only your father based on a roiv. So maybe if it's your father's paternal sister, yeah, but maybe maternal sister, not Ema. Loi tzricha. Bottom line is, this pasuk that says, Ervas achois avicha loi segale she'er avicha hi. And then again, it says it regarding Ervas achois imecha. The reason, Ervas achois imecha v'achois avicha loi segale ki she'er ahera avoinam yisoh is coming to teach me that the erva of achois av and achois aim is true. Beimena avu, beimena aim. So this pasuk was coming to teach me a drasha that the erva is Beimen of a Beimen Aim. And just to clarify this, the Torah in another place already mentioned the Erva of Ervas Achois Avicha. So this Pasuk is an extra Pasuk, Ledrasha, to teach me not only that there's an Erva, but that the Erva is true, Beimen of U Beimen Aim. Also, once this Pasuk was already given, Ledrasha, to teach me Beimen of Beimen Aim, so therefore the Torah threw in the word, Keshe'erei He'era, Avoyna Miso, not to teach me Achis Av and Achis Aim, not even to teach me any of the Arayas, because I know that already with the Akeisha de Rabbi Yoino, but to teach me that by the Behemoth the Halach is, that Arah is going to be considered to be. And why did we throw it into this Pasuk? Because this whole Pasuk was Ledrasha, to teach me the Erev. I knew that already from a different Pasuk. This was coming to teach me a Drasha, which Drasha? Beimena Av, Beimena Aim. So Agavurchi, I'm learning the Drasha from this Pasuk. I throw in another Drasha, and that is that by the Behemoth, there's something called Ha'arah. Now, one of the things that we took for granted in this discussion, again, this Gemara is going to move quickly, but one of the things that we took for granted was that Doidasai is only an Erva if it's Doidasai Mina'av, not Doidasai Mina'av. So your father's paternal brother's wife is Doidasai, but your father's maternal brother's wife is not Doidasai. So the Gemara says, Vidoidasai. The Pshita lay the Tana the Minav lay Minay, where it was Pasha to the Tana in the discussion that it's only Minav and Minali. How did you know that? Why was it so Pasha to him? Amar Rava, Rava said, Asya doi 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 doi. He learned it with Xerish Shava doi doi doi. The Ksiv Hacha says over here, Ervas doi doi gila. That's by the Erv of doi dosa. The Ksiv Hassam, and it says somewhere else, it says over there, Oi doi doi, Oi ben doi doi yigalena. So the context over there is an evidivri. He was sold into slavery. Unfortunately, this was something that he had to do. There's a mitzvah for his relatives to come and redeem him. And it says in the Torah, Oi doi doi, Ben Doidoy. Now, Malahalam in Avalay Menaim, just like Doidoy over there means your paternal uncle, not your maternal, Afkan min Avalay Menaim. So to here it means the same thing. The Gemara says, V'hasam in Al, how do you know that over there it's Mitzada Av? Maybe it's Mitzada Aim, Amakra, because it says over there, Mi Mishpachto Yigolenu. The Torah says, your Mishpacha should come redeem you. Mishpachas Av Kuri Mishpacha, and the rule is Mishpachas Av is considered Mishpacha, Mishpachas Aim Ena Kuri Mishpacha, and therefore I know that the Doidosoy, or the Oy Doidoy, Ben Doidoy, that it says by redeeming that delivery is obviously talking about Dafka Mitzada Av. So for there, if it's talking Mitzada Av, so to the doidoy of the Parsha Barayas is also Mitzada Av. May inyan le'inyan. V'hadetnan. We learned in a Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is the Kamon Daf Tzadik Vav Amar Aleph, and it's a real Yevamis Mishnah. However, we're not really learning now the nuts and bolts of Yevamis now, so we don't need to really delve too much into the case. This is just a very basic point that the Gemara is going to extract from the case, stating that it is mentioned here, so we have to learn the Mishnah. Amrulai. They told a man, Mesa Ishtacha. So a man was married, and then he was told that his wife died. So apparently he didn't know that she died, but he was told by Adin that she died. V'nasa Achaisa. And he went and married her sister, which is something he was allowed to do. Achaisish is usually an Erva. However, it says, B'chayeo, Aleha, and we learn from that that the Erva is only an Erva in the event that the person's wife is alive. So he heard Mesa Ishtacha. So then he went and he married her sister. But which sister did he marry? Me'avia, her paternal sister. Mesa, And then he was told that she died. V'nasa achoisa me'ima. So he went, got married again to his second wife's maternal sister. So he was married his wife's paternal sister, then married his second wife's maternal sister. So the second wife, he was married to two of her sisters. He was married to a paternal sister, that's his first wife. Maternal sister is his third wife. But this is important for the case, and that is his first wife and his third wife are not related to each other. So even though his second wife is a sister with his first wife and a sister with his third wife, upper wife number one and wife number three, we're about to get to four and five in a second, but one and three happen not to be related to each other because wife number two is wife number one's sister mitzada av, and wife number two is wife number three's sister mitzada em. Okay, Mason, then he heard that his third sister died. Third wife died. Nosach oisame avio. So he went ahead and he married her sister, Me'avia, her paternal sister, Nesa, and then she died. V'nasa chayse me'ima, married his fourth wife's sister again, Mitzad ha'em. And then he found out that they were really all alive. So after all this, he married these five sisters, right? This is Yevamos 101. He finds out, nobody really died. This was all one big joke. After five chasani, he married the whole family. And now he finds out that really everyone's alive. So what's he supposed to do? So the Mishnah says like this, again, this is pre-chaim the Rabbeinu Gerishim. So he can be married to more than one woman. So he's married to the first wife, the third wife, and the fifth wife. What's the cheshbon? He's married to the first wife, which means he can't be married to the second wife, because the Kedushin's not toifas on the second wife, because she's an achos isha. The third wife is not related to the first wife, even though she was the sister of the second wife, but he can be married to the first wife and the third wife, then they're not an achos isha. Now, once he's married to the third wife, he can't be married to the fourth wife, because she was a sister. But the fifth one is not a sister of the third or the first. So the bottom line is, he's married to wife number one, wife number three, and wife number five. Now, what happens if he dies? Yevamos, right? So what happens if he dies? The halach is upoitroi saroi seyem. So then the yavam, if he does either yibum or chalitza, it's going to pater all the sisters. Meaning, if three yavamos fully yibum, as long as it's yibum chalitza that's done to one of the tzaras, that's going to knock everything out. Says the Mishnah Vayter, ba'aser b'shniu b'rivias, he's aser to the second and to the fourth wife, right, as we just explained, ve'ein bias achas mayem poiteres sarasa, which means that if he dies, if the yavam would be miyabim, the wife number two or wife number four, being that he's not even married to them, because he was married to wife number one, three, and five. So it comes out, obviously, that's not going to be a bia. It's not going to be a yibum. It's not going to be a chalitza. It's not going to help anybody. What happens if only the first wife died? So again, he thought they were, that one, two, three, four had died. He was married to all five of these women. In the first case, he finds out that they're really all alive. In this case, he finds out that the first one really died. The other four are alive. Okay, simba lachniel acham misorishayin. If the first one died, then mutter b'shniyo b'revias. He'll be mutter in the second and the fourth, right? So now the second wife he's mutter to. If he's mutter the second one, then he's not allowed to marry the third, which means he's allowed to marry the fourth, not the fifth. Upoitroi sarei seyem, which means that if he dies now, the yavam, if he does yibam achalitza to the shniyah, the revias, it's going to pat to everybody else. V'as v'shlichas of the chamish is the third and the fifth, not because he's not married to the third and the fifth. Believe it or not, all we need from this Mishnah is one very, very basic point. Al mozok the Hilge Gemara on the top of Nun Heyamid Aleph. Achos ishtoi beimino. Oh, beimino eim asurois. You see from here that as it relates to the erv of achos ishtoi, so it doesn't matter if it's achosa mino of, or if it's achosa mino eim. Meaning a person's not allowed to be married to two sisters. It doesn't matter if the sisters are sisters because they share a common father, or if they're sisters because they share a common mother. Where do you see that from the Mishnah? That was the whole Mishnah. That's how it was possible for him to be married to five women where there's an element of achis ishtoi, but also there's an element of no achis ishtoi. Because in this case, it was achis ishtoi minav, then it was minaim, then it was minav minaim. So you see clearly that achis ishtoi doesn't matter if it's minav minaim, and the Gemara wants to know, minolam. This concludes the Yevamos portion of the daf. So the Gemara says, how do you know this? So the Gemara says, yalef ma achoisai. I learned me achoisai. Ma achoisai be minav minaim. Just like achoisai doesn't matter if it's minav minaim. It's going to be considered achoisai, right? A person's us about achoisai, whether he shares a common father, she has a common mother. Afkan, so too, when it comes to achois ishtoi, beimina av or beimina ein. So too, as it relates to your wife's sister, it doesn't matter if she's your wife's sister, mina av or mina ein. Freit the gemar v'leilef midaydasai. Maybe learn from daydasai. Ma daydasai mina av v'loy mina ein. Afkan mina av v'loy mina ein. Right, very similar to what the way we began the daf. We began the daf discussing the erev of achos of and achos aim. And we said it's true, beimen of, beimen aim. Why? Because I learned it from achosoy. The Gemara said, mechateis, I learned it from achosoy. Maybe learn from doidosoy that it's only men of, aloy men aim. Now we're doing the same exact thing, but we're not discussing achos of and achos aim. Now we're discussing achos ishtoy. So again, we're trying to figure out achos ishtoy, is it true only if this sister is minoav, or even if it's minoe? And the Gemara says, really, I have two roads. I have two approaches. There's a fork in the road here. I can learn it from achoisai. Achoisai is beimino'e. Or I can learn it from doidasai. What's doidasai again? Your father's brother's wife. Doidasai is only minoav or not minoe. So what do we need to do? We need to figure out, is achois ishtoi more similar to achoisai? Or is it more similar to Daidasai? So the Gemara does the Cheshman. It makes sense that we should learn Achos Ishtoi from Achosai. Shekein Kroi Ve'atzmai Mikroi Ve'atzmai. Right? This is your sister. This is your wife's sister. Your sister's your sister. Your wife's sister, Ishtik Gufa, is also like Ishtik, your sister. So they're both your Kroivim. And because they're both your Kroivim, it makes sense that that's a more direct comparable. Nora says, Adir Abba, I can make an argument the opposite. Maybe we should learn it better from Daidasai. She came Dover Ayyadei Kedushin, Midovash Ayyadei Kedushin. Because Daidasai is Ayyadei Kedushin, right? Your father's brother is wife, which implies Kedushin. And Achos Ishtoi is also Kedushin. Who's Kedushin? Your own Kedushin. So the Gemara says, you're right, I can't learn it from Achosai. Because, I don't know, maybe learn it from Daidasai. Elam Eishas Ach Yofin. You know what the best place to learn it from is? Learn it from Eishas Ach. Your brother's wife, which is the backdrop of the entire Yevamos. The Shekein Dovral Yedei Kedushin. Because Eishas Ach is something that comes out of Yedei Kedushin. Your brother's wife, you had to get married. V'krei V'yatzmoy, and it's your karev. It's not your father's brother's wife. It's your own. And that's really similar to Achos Ishtoi. Because Achos Ishtoi is your karev, not your father's karev. That's number one. And number two, it's through Kedushin. Oh, learn from Eishes Ach. And just like Eishes Ach, it doesn't matter if it's your brother Minoav's wife or your brother Minoam's wife. It doesn't matter if it's your paternal brother or your maternal brother. So too, when it comes to Achos Ishtoi, it's going to be the same thing. Zok the Gemara, Eishes Ach, Gufa Minoli. How do you know Eishes Ach itself is true? Bei Minoav, Bei Minoam. So the Gemara, the Tanya, we have a price for that too. It says in the Torah, Ervas Eishes Ochicho. That's the end of the pasuk. We learn from there, bein minoav, bein minoim. It doesn't matter if it's your paternal brother's wife or your maternal brother's wife. Maybe it's only paternal. But then, oh, here we go again. It makes sense, just like a choisa is minoav minoim, so to eches ach is giving of minoim. So maybe here too it's also minov. So again, we discussed it by Achis of and Achis Aim. We discussed it by Achis Ishtoi. Now we're discussing it again by Eishes Ach. And the setup of the Gemara is the identical setup in all three cases. Again, we're trying to figure out Eishes Ach, is it only Minoav or is it even Minoav? So the Gemara says at first glance, I have a Makar of Achis, so that's Minoav Minoav, and I have Daidase, it's Minoav Veloy Minoav. So the Gemara says, Nir Lami Daima. Who's it more similar to? Donim Kreve Yatsmi, Kreve Yatsmoi. Vatechiach Daidase, Shekreve Yam. Achisoy is your relative. Eishes Ach is also your relative. It's your brother's wife. As opposed to Daidasai, it's your father's brother's wife. Eishes Ach came out of Kedushin. Daidasai came out of Kedushin. As opposed to Achosai, they didn't come out of Kedushin. Talmud Loimar. So the Gemara says, I have a pasuk. It says, Ervas Ochicho Hi. That's the end of the pasuk. And we learn from there, Beimina of. The Bein Minoim. I learned Bein Minoav, Bein Minoim. Oh, so if I know Bein Minoav, Bein Minoim, let's just speak out the whole Gemara. So I see by Eishes Ach, it's Bein Minoav, Bein Minoim. And if by Eishes Ach, it's Bein Minoav, Bein Minoim, then by Achos Isha, it's also going to be Bein Minoav, Bein Minoim. Because Achos Isha and Eishes Ach is an exact hit. Why? Number one, they're both your own kreifim. And number two, they're both Ayyadei Kedushin. So you want to know what the makar is that Achos Ishtoi is true, Beimino, Beimino. How do you know it's true from that Mishnah, that complicated Mishnah at the end of the Masechta? How do you know it's Beimino, Beimino? I learned it not from Achosai, not from Daidasai. Where do I learn it from? I learned it from Eishes Ach. And how do I know it from Eishes Ach? Because the Torah wrote extra words. Ervas Ochicho Hi. After the Torah said, Ervas Eishes Ochicho Lo Yisagale, Torah went out of its way to say, Ervas Ochicho Hi, to teach me what? To teach me Beimena of Beimena Aim. And once I know it by Eishes Ach, I know it by Achos Ishtoi as well. But the Gemara says like this, Ve'emo. How do you know that when it says, Ervas Ochicho Hi, it's coming to teach me, Eishas ach, bein min ha'avu, bein min ha'im. Ve'emo, I have another mahalach. Maybe what the pasuk means is, idi ve'idi be'eishas ach min ha'av. Maybe even the extra reference of Erev HaSachich Ha'i is still talking about an eishas ach min ha'av. Chadad yesh labanim b'chayi b'ayla, v'chadad ein labanim b'chayi b'ayla. And maybe the reason Torah mentioned it twice is to tell me that number one, there's an Isra Shasach if your brother died with children. Additionally, there's an Isra Shasach if your brother died without children. Now, what's the makar that there's a difference between children, no children, Isra Shasach, Yibum? That's the biggest makar. You see, clearly there's an Indian of Yibum. Now, what the Gemara means to say is not that Yibum should be prohibited, but what the Gemara means is that maybe if a person's brother divorced his wife, he's still alive, but he divorced his wife, so maybe if he had no children, so maybe the halacha is that you would have thought that there'd be no erva. So kamash malon, the Torah had to say ervas achichohi, that if he was megarisher and he had no children, still it's going to be yasser. But the Gemara says like this, ein la banim b'chaye baylo midirafuna nafka. I don't need a special pasuk to tell me that ein loy banim b'chaye baila is going to be a problem, because that's something I know already from Rav Huna. I know from Rav Huna already taught us that the halacha is that if someone's brother was megarish his wife, even if there was no children, still the halacha is going to be an erva. And how did Rav Huna learn it? So we saw Rav Huna briefly in yesterday's daf. Rav Huna learned it from the fact that there's a mitzvah of yibum when you're an ein labanim after he died. That's a raya that b'chaye baila over there ein labanim is going to be us. But the Gemara says ve'im, I still have a etza. Idi ve'idi be'eshes ach min ha'av. Chada di'yesh labanim b'chaye baila. V'chada di'yesh labanim la'acham yisaz baila. Maybe the extra reference is coming to teach me that in the event that he died and he left over children, that there's still going to be an erva. As if there would have been a havamina that if your brother dies and he leaves over children, it's not going to be an erva. So the Gemara says, how could you say that? Yesh labanim la'achar misas baila leitzricha kra. Why not? Because mid amar rachmana shein labanim uteris. From the fact that it says ki yesh v'achim yachtav u'meis achad mehem u'bein ein loy, then it's mutah yesh labanim asura. So you see clearly that if you would have had children, it would have been a problem. So the Gemara says, no. V'dilma, it's not a raya. You know why? Three reasons. Number one, v'dilma ein labanim asura la'alma v'shar yalabim. Maybe I would tell you that really there's no erva even if the brother dies with children, right? What's the habamina the Gemara is entertaining now? That if a person's brother dies, leaves over children, maybe there's going to be no erva. What do you mean? It says when there's no children. Mar says, no. When there's no children, there's yibum. But maybe when there's children, there's no yibum, but there's still no iser. Okay, how so? No children, asa la'alma muta to the yavam. Yesh rabbanim, if there's children, shari la'alma muta to the world, this shari la'yavam. Maybe muter even to the yavam. Maybe that's where the difference is in la'banim is. Not the heter eshesach. Maybe there's a heter eshesach even if he would have had banim. Maybe over when there's no banim, only the yavam's allowed to marry her, because we want yibum to take place. But if there's banim, then maybe everyone's allowed to marry her, but the yavam's also allowed to marry her. Inami. Another reason why you can't prove from the mitzvah of yibum that an eish esach, when there was banim, is aser, because I can tell you, ein la banim mitzvah, yesh la banim reshus. It's true, ein la banim is yibum. But that just means when there's ein la banim, there's a mitzvah. Doesn't necessarily mean with this yesh la banim, there's an iser. Maybe it just means there's no mitzvah when there's yesh la banim. But maybe there's not gonna, maybe there's not gonna be an iser, inami, or even a third reason you can't learn from there is because ein la banim is ein yesh la banim loy. It's true, you can prove from the mitzvah of yibum that it would be aser in the event that it was an eish esach yesh la banim. But all you see is that it's an iser. It's an iser aseh, because the Torah never said it's clearly aser. You just proving from the mitzvah of Yibam that it's aser. So that's what's known as a lav haba michlal aseh. And as a lav haba michlal aseh, that's something that you would know. So the bottom line is, tainus the Gemara, how do you know from Erva Sachichahi to teach me Eisha Zach Beimen Avu Beimen Aim? Maybe I need Erva Sachichahi to teach me that Eisha Zach Sheyesh Labanim, meaning if a person's brother dies, even if there's children, this is going to be an Isser. Maybe really it's mutter. Aye, what do you mean? I thought only ein labanim. Don't you see that from Yibam? No, three reasons why you can't prove anything from Yibam. So how do you know that from Erva Sachicha? He said, the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Kosef Karachina, there's another pasuk that says by the Erva of Eish Esach, it says, Ervas Achiv Gila. And from Ervas Achiv Gila, we learn that the Isra Eish Esach is true if he had children, If that's the case, what's Ervas Achicha? He coming to teach me Eish Esach is Bein Minoav U Bein Minoim. Zok the Gemara, Ve'ema Eish Esach Minoim K'Eish Esach Minoav. Another question. Maybe Eish Esach Minoim should be like an Eish Esach Minoav. And Ma Eish Esach Minoav L'Acham Mises Bayi L'Sharyo. Just like Eish Esach Minoav L'Acham Mises Bayi L'Sharyo. What does that mean? If he dies with no children, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. Af Eish Esach Minoim L'Acham Mises Bayi L'Sharyo. Maybe Eish Esach Minoim should also be mutter in the event that a person dies and leaves over no children. Meaning, we know mitzvah yibum is only if kiyesh bo achim min ha'av. But if it's achim min ha'aim, then you don't have the mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara, maybe it shouldn't be that way. Maybe eishes achim min ha'aim should be like eishes achim min ha'av. A makro, so the Gemara says, no, it says, ervas ochicho hi ba v'yosa tehei. And we learn from here that there's a time that it's true that iser eishes ach becomes mutter, but there's also a time where v'yosa tehei, where it stays asa forever. And what must that be talking about? The eishes ach becomes mutter when it's Minoav, and the Eish Esach remains also when it's Minoav. Tosfos asks, didn't the Gemara read it in Daf Yud Zayin learn this from a different pasuk? So why are we revisiting this again? Ayin Shom. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So again, we're going through different nuances in the parasha of Arayis. How do we get into this? Because we were discussing Hara. Why are we talking about Hara? Because Haba Yevimtai, Bahara is Kaina, so to Chavei Krisis is going to be Kaina. So we're just digressing, we're going Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'isa, Inyan. So the Gemara now is going to discuss a few more items that you find in the Parsha of Arayis and why the Torah had to mention them. Achoysa de Kasa Bakaras Lamali. So if you look by the Erba of Achoysa, the Torah singles out the Isha Sheikach as Achoysa. Someone marries his sister, Bas Aviv, Bas Imoy, etc. The Nichrasu Le'enei B'nei Amon. The Torah singles out Karis. Why does the Torah have to single out Karis by Achoysoi? It says already Karis by all the Arayas. So why do we have to specifically mention it by Achoysoi? So the Gemara says the Krab Yoichan, Dam Rabbi Yechon, it says, Shem Asam Kulam Behalam Achas, Chayiv HaKolachas V'Achas. The Torah wanted to say, what would happen if a person would be Ba on all the Arayas, or on several Arayas? He did it by Shoigig. But he was a shoygig on this erva, that erva, that erva, this erva. How many chatois would he be chayev? Would he be chayev one chatos because he did one avera, or maybe each erva separate? The Torah wanted to single out chorus by one of the arayas to teach me that each erva is separate, is unique, it's distinct as it relates to chatois. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok, Tomer Kol Chavi Krisis Bechal Hoy V'Lo Miyotzes Akaris Bachois L'Doina Bekaris V'Lo B'Malkis. Rabbi Yitzchok, it seems, said a different teretz to this kasha. He had a different hesber why the Torah singled out achoisoy to teach me that achoisoy is only Karis as opposed to Malkus. So the other Chayvei Krisis have Malkus also. Right? The list of Chayvei Krisis are mentioned in Mesechtes Makis, in the Elohim Aloiken. Now, Rabbi Yitzchok says that Achoysa is different, because the Torah wrote Karis by Achoysa to teach me only Karis and no Malkus. If that's the case, L'chalik Minolan. We just said that the reason the Torah singled out Karis by Achoysa is L'chalik, to teach me separate Chatos for each Erev B'Shoikik. But if Rabbi Yitzchok already used Achoysa and the chorus that it says by Achoysoi to teach me a different halacha, how does he know that? Naftali, he learns it from somewhere else. It says, Mi ve'el isha benidas tumasa l'chayv al kol isha ve'isha. It says regarding a nida, the el isha benidas tumasa. The word isha is extra. Why did the Torah write the word isha? Should have just said, ve'el nida. Ve'el isha, to teach me l'chayv al kol isha ve'isha. Each woman, each erva is going to be a separate chatas. Doidasei the kasava rachmana aririm yi ulamoli. So if you look in the parish of Arayas, so there are some arayas where the Torah mentions not only is the person going to get karis, but aririm yiyu, or aririm yamusu, as we're about to say. Now, what does aririm mean? So it means, Rachman al-Tzlan, the person is going to lose his children. Now, there's a big machloikis, rishonim, rashi, toisvis, whether every person has chayiv karis is also subject to ariri or not. Rashi says right away that the concept of ariri is part and parcel of karis. Aririm. Rashi, hainu nami karis. Shezaroi nichras. It's part of karis. But that's a whole separate shmuz. But the bottom line is the Torah mentions ariri by some of the arayas. And the question is, why did the Torah have to say it by the dasi? Meaning, the assumption is that once the Torah mentions it by one, I'll know it by all the others. Why would I know them? I get issued the Rabbi Yoino. So why did the Torah have to mention it by Deidasa if we know it already by other arayas? So the Gemara says, like, Rabbi, the reason the Torah mentioned it a second time is to teach me Rabbi Zalach. The Rabbi Rami, Rabbi asks this to your Ksiv. It says in the Torah, Aririm Yiyu. The Ksiv, and it says, Aririm Yamusu. Now, Aririm Yiyu sounds like that any children that the person had before he did the Avera, they're going to die. Aririm Yamusu sounds like more in the future tense. So, Hakei Tzad Yesh Leibanim Koivram. Ein Leibanim Hoylech Ariri. What it's coming to teach is that if the person had children already, Kovron, he's going to bury them. And if he didn't have children, then moving forward, he's not going to have children. And Torah had to write the two Lashonis, Aririm Yiyu and Aririm Yomusu, to teach me this point. Had it only said Aririm Yiyu, have Aminos, that would mean that any children that he had earlier, Kovron, I would think Ad Chete, yeah, any child that he had up until that point, until he did the Avera, meaning he did the Avera, now the Oynish is any children he had earlier are going to die. Avon Michete Ve'elach Loi, but maybe any he does after the chet, why should they die? Because Rahman Arim Yamusu. Therefore, the Torah said Arim Yamusu in the future tense. Because Rahman Arim Yamusu had it said Arim Yamusu, have a mina davke mechete veilach. I can hear a svara that only children he has later are going to die. Have a meikara, children that he had before the aveira, why should they die? Tzricha, that's why the Torah mentioned, but moving along. Harod the chayve lavin minala. So the Mishnah said, haba yevimtai, even bahara is koin. Then the Mishnah said, chayve krisnos is bahara. Chayve Lav, and the Mishnah said, is also Bahara. Now, how do you know Chayve Krisis is Bahara? The Maskana Sagamara? It's because it says Hara by Nida, and we have occasion to Rabbi Yoina to teach us not only Nida, but also by all the Chayve Krisis. Now, Grada says it twice in the Torah. It says it by Achisav and Achisem. Why did the Torah mention by Achisav and Achisem? Those were the opening lines of today's daf. It's to teach me that even by Haba Behema, Hara is going to be something. But the Mishnah also said that you know by Chayvei Lavin. So the question is, how do you know by Chayvei Lavin? Hara the Chayvei Lavin mina alon. So the Gemara says, "Kzmir the Goli Rachman a Shichva Zera Gabi Shifcha Charufa." From the fact that it says Shichva Zera by Shifcha Charufa, Nechlal the Chayvei Lavin Bahara. So I know from there that Chayvei Lavin is probably Bahara. So number one, what is a Shifcha Charufa? So really, it's Machloikis and Shas. What a Shifcha Charufa is. Rashi over here says a Shifcha Charufa is a Shifcha Kenanis. So she's a non-Jewish slave, which means she's a quasi-Jew, who's married to an Eved Ivri. So an Eved Ivri, in certain circumstances, was allowed to marry a Shifcha Kenanis. Tremendous Chiddush, but it's a pasuk in the Torah, Adon Avita and La'isha, in the beginning of Parashas Mishpatim. So certain Eved Ivris were allowed to marry a Shifcha Kenanis. When that Shifcha Kenanis is married, she's known as a Shifcha Charufa. Charufa is a synonym for marriage. Hareyat Charufasi is one of the Lashonis of Kedushin that the Gemara mentions in the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin. So Charufa means this is a Shifcha that's married. What do you mean she's married? She's married to an Eved Ivri, who's a Yid. The halach is if someone's born a Shifcha Charufa, it's not like he's born an Eishes Ish. But at the same time, he needs kapara. The kapara is he brings a carbon asham. One of the ashamah he says is asham shivcha charufa. So that's what we're talking about over here. Now, when the Torah mentions the shivcha charufa, so it says in the pasuk v'isha sheyishkav es isha shichva zera. Shichva zera sounds like there was a gemara bia. So the gemara says azay that being that the Torah said shichva zera by shivcha charufa must be other chayvei lavin ar hara. Because if all chayvei lavin require shichva zera, why would the Torah have to single out by shivcha charufa shichva zera? Must be. Oh, it's a Chiddush HaTorah that over here it's Shichva Zera. Ordinarily, just like Chayvei Krisus is Bahara, Chayvei Lavin is also going to be Bahara. But the Gemara says, other Rabbi, I can make the exact opposite argument. Midgali Rachman Hara by Chayvei Krisus. From the fact that Torah had a single out, Hara is a Bia by Chayvei Krisus, Michal by Chayvei Lavin, Bigmar Bia. It certainly sounds like that anywhere outside of the Parashah of Karas, such as a Chayvei Lavin, maybe you would have to have a Gemara Bia. So from the fact that the Torah is singled out, Shichva Zera by Shifcha Charufa, that seems to imply that maybe an ordinary Bia like a Chayvei Lavin is Hara. But then again, from the fact that the Torah went out of its way to tell me that by Chayvei Krisus, by the Arayas, Hara is a Bia, it sounds like ordinarily, what's the definition of a Bia? Shichva Zera has to be a Gemara Bia. I'm Ravashi. Ravashi said, no, you don't understand. The Raya is very clear. Because in Kain, Lishtai Kra mi Shifcha Charufa. Because really, Shifcha Charufa itself is a Chayvei Lavin. So if Chayvei Lavin ordinarily would need to be a Gemar Bia, so why would the Torah say Shichva Zera? It's not just a limud from Shifcha Charufa. Shifcha Charufa itself is a Chayvei Lavin. If all Chayvei Lavin requires Shichva Zera, requires a Gemar Bia, so then there's no reason to say it. Or must be that Chayvei Lavin ordinarily, Hara is considered a Bia. That's why Torah had a single out Shifcha Charufa is different. This is the Makar for Chayvei Lavin. So, Gemara, Hara, the Chayvei Lavin, the Kahuna Minolan. How do you know Chayvei Lavin of Kahuna? We know Kohanim have their own set of Chayvei Lavin. Right, a Kohen's not married, a Grusha, a Kongol's not married, an Almana, Zayna, Chalala, right? There's a whole bunch of different halachas. Now, we know the Lavin of Kohanim, this is a Yevamis theme, are a little more kuladig than ordinary Lavin. It's a Lav Shein Eshava Bakar. So the Gemara says that even though you have a Makar that ordinary Chayvei Lavin, Haros considered a Bia, but that shouldn't necessarily be a Makar for Kohanim, because Kohanim is in Eshava Bakar, it's more kuladig. Because it's more kuladig, so maybe there's a kula that hara is not considered a biyah. So the Gemara says, chayvei lavin tekuna minolan. And by the way, how do you know hara the chayvei lavin? Because the Mishnah mentioned it. When the Mishnah went through the list, v'chein habalt achas b'kol ha'raisha b'toyra, oi, psuloi is kigoyin almano l'koyin gadol grusha b'chutz l'koyin. It's the first in the Mishnah that this chiddush of hara is true even for kayanim. How do you know that? Asya kicha kicha. So this is the lesser known gzeira shav of kicha kicha. We're about to have another one as well. But asking, it's learned out from kicha kicha. So what's the gzeira shav? It says in the parasha of Arayas, Isha sheyikach esachoisoy, and then it says regarding the Kohanim, Isha zoin v'chalol lo yikachu. And just like by Arayas Hara, so too by the Chavi Lam and Kohanim, it's going to be Hara. So the Gemara, the Chavi Ese minolim, how do you know Chavi Ese, such as a Mitzri and an Adoimi, were applicable? There it's only a Chavi Ese, how do you know that? Asya bia bia. I learned it from Gzei Rishava, bia bia. It says regarding the Chavi Ese, Dor Shlishi Yovoy, Lahem b'kal Hashem, that's the word bia. And by the Chayvei Lavin, it says, lo yavoi manzer b'kal Hashem. Yavama l'shuk minolan. How do you know that? A yavama l'shuk. So how do you know her? Dear two, the definition of bia is going to be haro. So the Gemara says, memonav shachilam andam alav. If you always say eishes meis achutz is alav, which it certainly sounds like it is lav, then it's included in Chayvei Lavin. And ilam andam asay, Rashi says it's a mandam later in the Masechta that holds that it's actually not a lav. All it is an asay. Okay, so it's an asay. So the Gemara says, eli yavama li yavam inolan. That's coming full circle, coming to the beginning of where this all began. That yibum, yavama yavai le'az even haro. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, asya bia bia. Again, I learned it from bia bia. It says, yavama yavai ale'a, and it says in the parsha of Ara, it says by Chayvei Lavin lo yavai mamzer b'kal Hashem. So the Gemara, isha le'bayla minala. How do you know isha niknes b'kesef shtaru bia? How do you know definition of bia by isha niknes is also a haro? So the Gemara says, asya kicha kicha. I learned it, kicho kicho. It says, ki yikach ish isha ubo'alo. And again, it says in the parish of Arayos, isha she yikach esachoisoy. And just like by Arayos, hara, so to hear hara, right? So we all know the gzereshava, yivam, kedushin da bezan at aleph. Isha niknes bekesef, how do you know that? Kicho kicho mistei Ephron. This is another kicho kicho that's nogeo isha niknes. Isha niknes bebiya. Definition of a biya is hara. How do I know a kicho kicho? Ki yikach ish isha. And not from Stay Efron, I know it from the Isha Sheikach Esachoisai. Again, we said we're going to stop a little bit abruptly, so we're going to stop and come up for breath and exhale over here and speak out a little bit of rage that is Nogeya, the beginning of Perek Haba Yevimtai, but it's also very fundamental and Yesoidi as it relates to the entire Masechtas Yevamos. But it begins right here with the first Mishnah in Perek Haba Yevimtai, and that is the Mishnah said, Haba al yevimtoi, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynes, bein b'ratzayn, kon. So let's define these terms again. Haba yevimtoi b'shoigeg, zok Rashi, kasavar shehi ishto ya isha acheres. So somebody was mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, meaning he was baal yevimtoi. However, he didn't realize that she was his yevama. Who did he think she was? Either he thought she was his wife, or an isha acheres. What does mezid mean? L'shem znus, v'loy l'shom mitzvah. Kavana was l'shem znus. What does oynes mean? So the Gemara had a little bit of a discussion. The maskana the Gemara said is, the person was neskasha l'ishtoy, and then he was forced upon the yavama. And beratza means he did a proper yivam. Says the Mishnah, in all of these cases, the halacha is, kana, he's going to be kaina. The Rishonim, ki'ish echad, b'lev echad, all ask a bombakash on the Mishnah. From a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos Daf Lamedtes on the base, from the well-known sheet of Abishol. Abishol said in Yevamos Lamedtes, HaKoynes Es Yevimtoi, if someone does Yibum, L'shem Noi, and the reason he was Ba Al Yevimtoi was L'shem Noi, U'L'shem Ishus, or because of some ulterior Ishus, U'L'shem Dover Acher, but not L'shem Mitzvah, Ki Ilu Poikeya Be'erva. Abishol said it's as if he was born in Erva. And Abishol said that I'm tempted to say that if a child would be born from this union, the child is going to be a mamzer. What does Abishol mean? We know that every single yavama is really an eshasach. Norvos, it says in the Torah, yavama yavayola. Said Abishol that the only time it's going to be mutter is if you're mechavan l'shem mitzvah. But to the extent that you're not mechavan l'shem mitzvah, you're koinus as yavimtei l'shem noy l'shem ishus l'shem daver acher, then it's kilo pegeh be'erva. It's as if you were born in Eish Hazach. And if you were born in Eish Hazach, v'karvani be'enah, we have a mamzer. I have a time to say that just like any person that would be born in Eish Hazach and would have a child, the child would be a mamzer. Thus is a mamzer. So too in this situation, I'm very tempted to think that maybe this child is going to be a mamzer. It's a fragment, the Rishonim, the Ramban, and Yevamis, Lamites, Lamibes, and the Ritva right here in the beginning of Perek HaBal Yevimtai, and Oid Rishonim, L'chura, had us our Mishnah of HaBal Yevimtai, Bein B'shoigik, Bein Mezid, Bein Ba'oynes, Bein Beratzin, Shtim, and reconcile with the Shita of Abishal. The Mishnah says clearly that even if a person did not have Kavana L'Shem Mitzvah, he was a Shoigig, he was amazed. The Rashi says Lehed you was L'Shem's Nos, or he was an Oynes, he had no Kavana at all. Dalach is Kano. L'Chayr Abishal said that Akoynes has Yivimte L'Shem Noy, L'Shem Mishas, L'Shem Davarach, Atzkil Bagea Be'erva, V'Karvani Be'enai, Liyay Savlan Mamza. So the Ramban says that Enochinami, I don't think the Mishnah stems with Abishal. And this Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah in the Perek, the beginning of Perek Avah, Yevimtoi, is the Loika Abishal. Okay, come argue with Abishal. It's true the Mishnah doesn't stem with Abishal, but say there, Enochinami, the Mishnah is the Loika Abishal. The Ritva, here in the beginning of Perek Avah, Yevimtoi brings the Ramban. But the Ritva says, I don't think it's Muchach. I don't think you have to say that. Because Lo'olam, I could tell you that maybe Abishal, who said, very sharper raid, Ki'ilu pegeh be'erva, v'karvani be'ina liyas of lad mamzer, he might have only meant it midrabanan and not midairaisa. And it could be, says the Ritva, that Enochinami, Abishal would be moita, that Habal Yevimtoi ben Beshoigi ben Bemezi ben Beoinus ben Berotz and Alocha would be Kana. Aye, Abishal said, Kilu Pegeh Be'erva, Vekarveni Be'en Elias of Lad Mamzer, he meant that only midrabanan. In other words, there would seem to be a machloikis Rishoinim. The Ramban on Daf Lametes Amid Beis and the Ritva on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis in Shitas Abishal. When Abishal said Kilo Pegeh Be'erva, the Karvani Be'in Aliyas of Al-Mamza, did he mean Midai Raisa? Or did he mean Omi Midrabanan? The truth is, this is a very big Arichos. We'll just mention one other Rishon who opined on this Inyan, and that is Meirenu, the Rambam. The Rambam in a tshuva was asked about Shitas Abishal, and he was asked to explain the Machloikis between Abishal and the Chachamim. And he said a very lumdisha hesber in the Machloikis. He said that Yesh Loimar, Li Nira, the machloikis between Abishal and the Chachamim was whether the mitzvah of Yibun, which is overrides the Isser Eish Hazach, is it because the Isser Eish Hazach is Hutra b'makam Yibun, or is it because it's the Chuya b'makam Yibun? So again, Yevamis begins with an Erefa. Every single Yevama be'etzim should be also to the Yavam. She's in Eish Hazach. Norvas, it says in the Torah. Yevama Yavu Yola. So it's not negotiable that an Eish Hazach is mutter b'makam Yibum. Of course, that's not the question. The question is, what's the Gedah Hadvarim? Vashteta in the fact that the Torah said that b'makam a mitzvah of Yevama Yavu Yola, you don't have to worry about the Isser Eish Hazach. And you can hear two very, very stark etzadim. Is the pshat that really even b'makam Yibum, the Isser Eish Hazach, the cheftza of the erva exists. Narvas, the mitzvah of Yibum is doicha, the Isser Eish Hazach. Now, this is a chiddush, because ordinarily we know aseh is not doicha lois aseh sheyesh baikaris. That was one of the first sugyas in the Masechta. But over here it's going to be different. And like Tosfos famously says, in Yevamos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, mitzvase bekach shani. Over here the Torah said that the mitzvah of Yibum should be doicha the lois aseh sheyesh baikaris. But together of why it's okay for a person to marry an Eish Hazach b'makam Yibum is because the aseh of Yibum is doicha the isner of Eish Hazach. Or said the Rambam, maybe the pshat is that b'makam Yibum the Torah never answered the Eish Hazach. Meaning it's a hey mamru, the hey mamru. The Zelba Torah that said that there's an erev of Eish Hazach said Yivama Yavayaleh, which means that in this instance it's not going to be an erev of Eish Hazach at all. This is the sprach, the raid of the Rambam, right? You don't always see the Rambam talk like the Rambam. Here the Rambam's talking mamish like a yeshivish Rambam. So the Rambam is Yesh Lachkar. Is the mitzvah of Yibum Doicha the Isser Eish Hazach, or the Isser Eish Hazach b'mokam Yibum is Hutra? So the Rambam said that Yesh Loimer, that's the machloikis between Abishal and the Chacham. Abishal held that the reason Eish Hazach is mutter b'makam Yibum is mitzad chiyah. And even though ordinarily I say it's not doicha lois to say sheyesh baikaris, over here mitzvah se b'kach, here the Torah said that it is, and that's why it works. So if that's the case, you have to make sure you do it in the way that you do a mitzvah, and it has to be done properly. So if someone's kainish l'shum ishos l'shum noy l'shum daver acher, it's kiru pegei be'ever v'kar be'in aliyas avlad namzer. Abizok the Rambam, what did the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim held it was hutra that b'makom yibum there is no isereishes ach. So this person can batch up the yibum. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he's still not being pegei be'ervah because there is no mitzias of ervah. There is no eishes ach. If there is an eishes ach, narvas the mitzvahs eses doichid. So good. Then you're going to tell me that it's possible that if you mess up the Yibam, it's Kilu Pagei Be'erva. But if you're going to tell me it's Hutra, then it's not going to be a problem. But what state L'chayr in Rambam? State in Rambam, the Rambam understood that the Yisoyed of Shitas Abishol is that it's Kilu Pagei Be'erva Midai Raisa. Abishol understood Yivam is fundamentally different than did the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, it's Yisoyed Shachas Hutra. According to Abishol, it's the Chuya. If that's the case, you're mamish Kilu Pagei Be'erva, Zok the Rambam. Because you're mamish, you have no way to be Doichet Yisoyed Shach. And it's mamish v'karv ani be'in aliyas avla mamzer. But the point is, from the Rambam's hezber in Shitas Abishol, in the machloikis between Abishol and the Chacham, it would seem pretty clear that the Rambam held like the Ramban, which is that Abishol's halacha of ki'ilu pigeh be'erva, v'karv ani be'in aliyas avla mamzer, is not a din d'rabbanon, but rather it's a din d'raisa. And if it's a din d'raisa, it comes out that our Mishnah that says Abba Yevim Tebei Meshoy Yevim Meiz Yevim Boinis Yevim Beratzins Kana must be like the Ramban said on the Aflam Etes on the base, the Loika Abishol. Incidentally, it would seem at first glance that maybe this Shaila of whether Abishol means Midai Raisa or Abishol means Midai Rabbana, to what extent Abishol meant it, is totally in the age old question of every time it says Ki'ilu, because this is another Ki'ilu. What Abishol say? It's ki'ilu pagei be'erva. So is ki'ilu the real thing? Or is ki'ilu only a mashal, ben benoy shal mashal? Which of course is something that we've spoken about so many times over the years. V'advarim atikin, v'in kamakom laharech, there's already svarim been written on ki'ilus. So this is already an age-old question. And the emes is, at first glance, this would seem to be another sif katan, another maramakim. In this shayla, we have a major machlokes rishonim. How to understand Abishol? Does Abishol mean the deraisa? Does Abishol mean the rabbanon? Who knows? Maybe this is really another nafgamina in this age-old question of ki'ilu. But the bottom line is, there's two ways you can learn our Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Abba yevim tebein b'shoy gebein b'meiz bein b'oynes bein b'ratzen, is the Mishnah dafke d'loy ka'abishol? Or could the Mishnah be even afilu alibad abishol? If abishol meant even midday rice, so it's kibu pagebe erev karbein elias avlam mamzer bal karchach, the Mishnah's loy ka'abishol, like the Ramban said on the aflamates on the base. However, if you're going to tell me Abishol only meant midday rabbanon, and then it could be it's not a stira. The Mishnah means midday rice, and Abishol's halacha is only going to be midday rabbanon. And the truth is, whether our Mishnah could shtim with Abishol or not shtim with Abishol matters. It has major ramification, not only in terms of pirush Mishnayos, but it matters in terms of the halacha l'maisa. Because the truth is, we know, without having delved into it yet, that there's a major machlokes rishonim, one of the biggest machlokes in rishonim in Gan's Torah Shel Ba'al Peh, whether we paskin like Abishol or whether we paskin like the Chacham. Do we paskin that if someone's kindness, yevam l'shum ishos, l'shum noy, l'shum davarachetz, kilu pagei be'erva, or not? And really, whether or not we paskin like Abishol and the Chachamim is totally in what the pashtis be'enei Chazal was. And if we have a Stam Mishnah here in the beginning of Perek Abal Yevimtoi, that Deloika Abishol, that's a very important Maram Makim, because that's something that's going to have to be put on the ledger of Deloika Abishol when it comes to trying to determine and trying to figure out a little bit what the halach is. I think that Kana Makim Laharach Ktsas, just to take a step backwards for a moment and really explore the machloikas Abishol Chacham a little bit better, not from a lumdus perspective, but from a halacha lemaisa perspective. So again, let's just revisit the Gemara and the Aflam Etes for 1 minute. The Gemara says, Abishol held, that if somebody does Yibam, but he does it with the wrong kavanis, so the halacha says, kilu pegei be'erev, and if he has a child, it's karvani be'in aliyas avlad mamzer. Chamim argued, Chamim said, no, it doesn't matter what his kavan is. Either way, the halacha is he's going to be kind. And the Gemara said, it came out from the Gemara, nafgamina bizman azeh. If there's a situation of an afilu liyibum, should the yavam do yibum or should the yavam do chalitza? If you hold that if somebody does Yibam with the wrong kavanas, it's kilu pegei be'erva, then the Gemara said it would make sense that bezman hazeh we should do chalitza. Because today there's a Yeridus Adoris, and people are going to have a difficult time to have the proper kavana. As for that reason, it would make sense to do chalitza. If, however, there's no such halacha of karv be'in aliyas of mamzer, like the Rambam said, because Israel Shazach is hutra, it's not chuyah, so that, based on that, the chayr would make sense to do Yibam. And again, just to be super clear, Midina Dairaisa, it's Pasha Mitzvahs Yibam's Kaidemas or Mitzvahs Chalitza. That any time Yavama falls to Yibam, you're supposed to do Yibam, you're not supposed to do Chalitza. Stating that, the Gemara had a discussion whether in its times the appropriate thing to do was to do Yibam or the appropriate thing was to do Chalitza. Knowing what the Iker Din Torah is, of course, that's not debatable. No one ever debated that. The question was, but in the times of Chazal, where there was Yeridus Adoiris, Achshadara, like the Gemara says, there was Yeridus Adoiris. So the question was, what should you do? And really, the Gemara said, it's Toy the Machlik, it's Abishol and the Chachamim. According to Abishol, if you're Kilo Pegeh Be'erven, you're doing Chalitza today. We're going to strongly discourage you from doing Gibum. However, according to the Chachamim, that there's no such Chashash, because it's Hutra. So based on that, you should, the Iker Mitzvah is always to do Yibum. So now too, you should do Yibum. In other words, Bizmanazah, if someone finds himself, Rachman al-Islam, in a situation where there's a Yavama, and he has to do Yibam and Chalitza, should he do Yibam or should he do Chalitza? It comes down to, do we paskin like Abishol, do we paskin like the Chacham? If we paskin like Abishol, so we don't want you doing Yibam today, so Mitzvah Chalitza is going to be Kaidemus, so Mitzvah Yibam. If we paskin like the Chachamim, so then there's no reason not to do Yibam, and if the Iker Din Torah is to do Yibam, so now too it would make sense that we should do Yibam. So again, let's just go through very, 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 very quickly a few of the Marim Mekoymas that we're aware of, whether it would seem that Allah is like Abishol, that Allah is like the Chacham. And you know where this discussion begins? It begins with the first line of Masechtas Yevamos. So how did the Masechta begin? Chamesh Nesrei Noshim Poitreis Tzoreiseyem The Gemara Daf Gimel Aleph asked that why did the Mishnah say mina chalitza mina yibum? Shouldn't it have said mina yibum mina chalitza? We know mitzvah yibum is the ikar mitzvah. So why did it say chamesh nesrei noshim poitres sarisem but sarisem mina chalitza first and mina yibum second? So the Gemara said on the bottom of Daf Gimel Aleph, you want to know why? Because Abishol he, the Tan of the Mishnah is Abishol. The Amaru holds mitzvah chalitza kaidemes the mitzvah yibum. The Tan of the Mishnah is Abishol. Abishol Mitzvah Chalitza is Kodemus, and that's why it said Mina Chalitza Mina Yibum, not Mina Yibum Mina Chalitza. So we have a Stam Mishnah, not just a Stam Mishnah, literally the opening remarks of Masechtas Yevamos, which would seem to be Shitas Abishol, that Mitzvah Chalitza is Kodemus Le Mitzvah Yibum. We have our Mishnah that we just learned. Haba Yevimtoi, Bein B'Shoyge, Bein B'Meze, Bein B'Oynes, Bein B'Ratzin, where Ladas Haramban, V'Arambam, V'Oyd Rishoynim, is a Stam Mishnah that would be the Loika Abishol. In which case, it would be mashma from our Mishnah, that in the times of Chazal, mitzvahs yibum was kaidemes le mitzvahs chalitza. There's another Mishnah. And this Mishnah is tucked away. It's in Masechtas Bechayrus. It's the last Mishnah, the first parak of Masechtas Bechayrus, daf yud gimel amir aleph. The Mishnah says as follows. Mitzvahs hayibum kaidemes le mitzvahs chalitza. That was only in the old days where people were able to have kavanah l'shem mitzvah. But now that people do not have the ability to be mechavan l'shem mitzvah, Amru Chazal said mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes l'mitzvahs yibum. Mefurish a Mishnah like Abishol. Avad the ikur mitzvahs yibum. Everyone knows that. That's psukim in the Torah. But the ikur chiddush, the punchline of the Mishnah is as achshav she'im eschavan l'shem mitzvah shitas Abishol mitzvahs chalitza kaidemes l'mitzvahs yibum. So there are three mishnayas, three stam mishnas. Yevamos daf beis. Yevamos nun gimel amid beis and bechayrus yud gimel. Yevamos daf beis is a stam mishnah like Abishol. Nun gimel amid beis, according to Rav Rishayim, is a stam mishnah like the Chachamim. And then bechayrus yud gimel amid aleph, that's another stam mishnah that would seem to be another stam mishnah that's mefurish like Abishol. There's also a few gemaras with the Amoraim discuss this. One of the gemaras, a little bit of a hard gemara, so we're not going to really go into it, but it's a very important Maar Malkim. I'd be remiss not mentioning it. And that is Masechtas Ksubas Daf Samech Daleth. The Gemara there is discussing a concept known as an Igeres Mered. An Igeres Mered is, if a husband and a wife, they had Erisin, they had Kedushin, and we know that in the olden days, there was a long period of time that would pass between Kedushin and Nisun. So what happens if the man goes to the woman and he says, "My Arusa, I'm ready for Nisun," and she pushes it off. She says, "No, I'm not ready." And she, at the end of the day, if she doesn't show up to the chasana, there can't be a chasana, right? So she keeps on pushing it off. So they used to write an Igeres Merit. It was considered a merida. And if, because it was considered a merida, they used to penalize her, and they penalized her financially, and it would come off her ksuba. The same was true if he would choose not to show up to the chasana. The bottom line is, the Gemara over there has a discussion whether Kaisvini Geris merit al Shem merit to Yavam or not. What happens if there's a Yavam that falls to Yibam? The Yavam wants to do Yibam. The Yavam says, Echvil ton Yibam. And the Yavama says, "I don't want to do Yibam." She's deciding she doesn't want to. Would they write any Geris merit or not? Very important Gemara in these sugyas. A lot of the Rishonim in this whole Indian are in Ksuba Staf Samech Tal Raman Al. So Shmuel said that ain't kois v'ni Geris merit al shemeres yom. The halach is you don't write any Geris merit. And the Gemara Estakasha Meisave Achas Liarusa Unesua Afilu Nida Afilu Chayla Afilu Shemeres Yavam Kois v'ni Geris merit. Right, the Gemara, how could Shmuel and Amoira say ain't kois v'ni Geris merit? It's mefurish that they were kais v'nigeres merit, and the Gemara has five different shatim what the teretz might be, and l'maskana the Gemara comes out as follows. The Gemara says loy kasha kan the mishnah rishoina kan the mishnah achroina. The brisa that says that they would write in nigeres merit by first shemeres yavam is talking about when they used to do yibum. So because they used to do yibum, so then the yavam tells the yavam, "I want to do yibum," and she refuses to do it. They write in nigeres merit; it's coming off her ksuba. However, Shmuel lived after the times of the Mishnah. Shmuel was an Amira. Shmuel lived at a time where there was no Yibam anymore. And because there was no Yibam anymore, so Shmuel said that if the Yavam wants to do Yibam, and she says no, Mrs. Chalitza's Kaidemis now. So if Mrs. Chalitza's Kaidemis ain't Kais v'nigeres merit, al shemeres Yavam. So this is a Gemara Ksuba Samech Dalet, where from the Gemara it certainly sounds like Mitzvah's Chalitza is Kaidemis. That's why Shmuel said, no longer are we Kais v'nigeres merit. It's another Gemara. Yavamis Kuftes Amar Aleph. Tani bar kapar, la'olam yidvak adam b'shloish advarim. A person should always do the following three things. B'chalitza ka'abishol, detanya, abishol lo'im, akonis v'til l'shem nadashom, idshom lover, achil b'gev v'ever, b'kar b'en elias avab mamzer, b'avash, sholoim. And then there's a third thing as well. So bar kapara, who we have a raid by it about bar kapara's 12 wives and all the yibums that he did, but which is totally, which of course ties into this gemara. But bar kapara said, based on experience, la'olam yidvak adam b'shloish advarim. He said, a person should always want three things, and one of them is chalitza ka'abishol. So you see, bar kapara and amayra is going like abishol. So again, this is another gemara that would seem to suggest what? It would seem to suggest abishol, that mitzvah chalitza is kodemes. But there's another gemara, one last gemara that we're going to mention. And that is a gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The gemara over there says, barishoyno, shnoyu mischavnu l'shem mitzvah, mitzvah siyibum kodemes l'mitzvah chalitza. Mitzvah siyibum was kodemes l'mitzvah chalitza. The achshav she'im mischavnu l'shem mitzvah, but now that people are not mischavnu l'shem mitzvah anymore, amru mitzvah chalitza kodemes mitzvah siyibum. Now chalitza is kodemes. Amar Rami bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. But Rami bar Chama said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, chazru loymar. They came around again and they said mitzvahs yibum's kodemes or mitzvahs chalitza. So barishoyna yibum was kodemes, that's the mitzvah in the Torah. And then they said chalitza's kodemes, like the Mishnah Mechayris. But Chazru Loimar said Rami Bar Chama, the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, that yibum is kodemes. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ach Shadara? I don't understand. They said chalitza's kodemes because people didn't have the right kavanas. Abishol. Now they came around. So the Gemara says, no. You know what the before and after was? Mikara sovi like abishol. First they thought Allah was like abishol. And then they realize that really the halacha is like the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says that it's true. Barishoyna, of course, the Ikar Mitzvah was Yibam. Then Chazal said, "Ooh, Abishol, Chalitza is going to be Kodemus." Abachazru Leiman, they came around again, and they said Yibam is going to be Kodemus. Let's make a little bit of a sikum. We have the Stam Mishnah in Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph that says, "Chamesh Esrei Noshim Poitrei Sarei Seim Vitzarei Sarei Seim Min HaChalitza Min HaYibam." Mitzvah Chalitza is Kodemus. Then we have the Stam Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Abba Yevimtei, Bein B'Shoge, Bein B'Meza, Bein B'Ines, Bein B'Ratzen, which is the Loika Abishol, like the Rishayim say, which would then imply that Mitzvah Yibam is Kodemus. We have the Mishnah B'Chayrus Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah says that Barishoyna Mitzvah Yibam was Kodemus. But then they came around and they said Mitzvah Chalitza is going to be Kodemes. We have the two of the three Stam Mishnayos would seem to be Chalitza. One, according to Rav Rishonim, is Mitzvah Yibum is going to be Kodemes. We have the Gemara in Ksuba Samech Talam and Aleph, where Shmuel said that Ein Kois V'Nigeres Merit for a Shemeres Yavam. Why? Because today Mitzvah Chalitza is Kodemes. We have Bar Kapara on Kuftesam and Aleph that said La'idim Yid Bagodim Mishloish Advarim, and one of them is Chalitza. But then we have the Gemara that would seem to hit this the most head on. And that is that it's true the Ikra Mitzvah is Yibum, and it's true, I know this Mishnah is in the times of Chazal, there was an Indian Chalitza Kaidemes. That's because at that time, the Oivim thought the Halach was like Gabashal, but Chazulam, they chapped the Halach is really not like Gabashal. What was the before and after? Fascinating. But they came around, they realized that really Yibum is Kaidemes. So what's the bottom line? Is Mitzvah Yibum Kaidemes, or is Mitzvah Chalitza Kaidemes? It feels like the Ikra Gemara is the Gemara Lamed Tes Amud Beis. It certainly feels like that. And that Gemara would seem to say that at the end of the day, there was a before and after, and then there was another after, which was Chazru Lehman that looks like the Chalim. But we can't be Machriya. The Rishayna were Machriya. So bottom line, what's the Maskan? The short answer is, it's a major Machloikas Rishayna. Uberoisham, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rajba, all paskind that Mitzvah's Yibum is Kaidemes la Mitzvah's Chalitza. And on the other side, Rashi and the Bali Tosfos paskin that Mitzvah Chalitza is Kaidemes the Mitzvah Yibum. In other words, the Chachmei Svard seemed to have paskin that Mitzvah Yibum is Kaidemes, and the Chachmei Ashkenaz held that Mitzvah Chalitza is Kaidemes like Abishah. And for that reason, not surprisingly, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer Simen Kuf Samachay and Hilchas Yibum v'Chalitza, it's a Machloikas Mechab in the Ramah. The Mechaber says Mitzvah Yibum is Kaidemes, he brings a Yesh Chalkim, but he says his Ikra Sheet is that Mitzvah Yibum is Kaidemes, and the Ramah argues, the Ramah says the Minig is not to do Yibum, the Minig is only to do Chalitza. And that's the bottom line. That really, it's a Machloikas Mechab in Ramah, like so many Machloikas that we have between the Mechab and the Ramah, where the Shita, the Mechaber, based the Ikar on the Shita, the Rambam is, that Mitzvah Sibim is Kaidemes, and the Shita, the Ramah, based on the Chachmei Ashkenaz, hundreds of years earlier, Bereishim, Rashi, and the Bali Tosfos, and that is, that Mitzvah Chalitza is Kaidemes to Mitzvah Sibim. But just one interesting tshuva, / anecdote, as it relates to this topic, and that is in the Shailos of Tshuvas Yabia Omer, it's in Chelek Vav, it's in Evin Ezer, it's Simen Yud Dalet. Now this is one of the most famous tshuvas from Chacham Avadia. It's because this tshuva wasn't only Negeya, the topic of Yibum, but this was considered a really landmark tshuva that Rav Avadia Yosef wrote in the early years of the establishment of Medinas Yisrael, where he felt that he had to lay down the law of the land in terms of how the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim should fear sich when it came to different halachas in Eretz Yisrael. So the context over here is, the tshuva begins, it's Chodesh Tammuz Tovshin Yud Aleph. So it's 1951. And Maitzah Shehoya Kachoya, Rabbi Vad Yosef was then a dayan in Petach Tikva, and there was a couple that walked into his bezdin, and they were Temanim. They were from Teman, and it was a Yavam and it was a Yavam. And the Yavam wanted to do Yibum. And the question was, could he do Yibum or could he not do Yibum? Now, he was from Eretz Teman, which means they followed the minig of the Sfardim, and based on that, it's often halach and Shulchan Aruch, that mitzvah Yibum is Kaidemes, so based on that, it shouldn't even be a Shaila, he shouldn't even have to come to a Rav, Havada, the halach should be, that he should be able to do mitzvah Yibum. But there was a problem. The problem was that when the Medina was established, so there was an Ichud HaRabbanim that came together, and they decided that they're going to write and really lay down the law of the land for all Yid and all Toshvim of Eretz Yisrael the way they should fear sich. Now this Ichud HaRabbanim, the quote-unquote Rabbanut, it was led by Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Herzog and by Rabbi Tzion Uziel. So Rav Herzog was the Rav HaRoshi of Eretz Yisrael, Mitzad Ashkenazim, Rav Uziel, he was the Rishon Letzion, he was the Rav HaRoshi Mitzad HaSfardim. And they came together in an act of great achdus, and they sat down, and they literally wrote a Shulchan Aruch that was going to be Negeya, all the people living in Eretz Yisrael. Now, one of the things that they said is that in Eretz Yisrael, it's aser to do Yibum. That we're going to follow the sheet of the Ramah, that Mitzvah Chalitza is Kaidemes. They explain why, that it's Ma'od Mestaber what the Ramah said, the Korban Elias of Avad Mamzer, if in the times of Chazal, people couldn't be Mechavim properly, and they sat down, and they issued, and they said, this is going to be the Halacha L'mais. And they acknowledged that even though, of course, the Psaka de Beis Yosef was not that way, but at the same time, there was this feeling that if we're going to establish a Medina now, and people are going to start immigrating from all over the world to Eretz Yisrael, it's important that there be Achdus, Befrat Binyone Ishos. Right, we learned the Gemara's in the first parak, the end of the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos, with Bishami and Bisil. When it comes to Inyan Ishus, these things can get very, very complicated. So they felt that Befrat Binyan Ishus, there has to be one uniform set of halachas everyone's going to follow. And this is what they said. And they made it very, very chomer. They called it a cherim and a takana with big sprachen that it's usher unequivocally for a person to do yibum. If he wants to do yibum, he'd have to get all the rabbanim to sign off on it. Something that would be kamat not shaykh. And the bottom line is, this is what they set up. So Rabbi Avad Yosef said that there's a shtickle din in the machusa that doesn't allow you to do yibum. But he said that because you're from Teman, I'm not so sure you're mechuyev to listen. And he said, let's explore whether or not this ruling that was put into place is taka something that is effective, it's legally binding, or whether it's not legally binding. And he went out to write, and the new Yabi Omer, this is a 14-page tshuva. It's rather kedai to go through it, because like everything Rav Avad Yosef wrote, it's Keshulchan Aruch, it's so clear, it starts mamish from the Chazals, through the Rishonim, through the Achroinim, through the Achroini Achroinim, through the tshuvas we've never heard of. And it has everything inside of it. It's mamish beautiful. It's such a nice sikum on so many of the Gemaras that we learn. But a few just highlights that are worth mentioning. Number one, Rav Avad Yosef said that this shaila of whether mitzvah yibum is kaidemes or mitzvah chalitza is kaidemes, it's known as machloikis between the Rambam and the Rif and the machloikis of the Bali Tosfos. But he says the emes is, if you go through all the different Rishonim and you look at them, he says, Ruba de Ruba of Rishonim held mitzvah yibum is kaidemes. So this is classic Chacham Avadya. So just mention just one line here. He says like this, Kvar biyarnu she roiva Rishonim poiskim she mitzvah yibum kaidemes lechalitza ki rabbono da abashol. Umeheh. He says, a sikum on the list. Hasha'iltis, v'harif, v'harambam, v'haraivid, v'rashbam, v'riva, v'haravan, v'ha'itav, Rabbeinu Yishai. Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, haramah, ha'meiri, ha'ramban, ha'rajba, ra'a, ha'ritfa, ha'rivash, ha'ran, ha'namuke Yosef, Rabbeinu Yoina, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Rabbeinu Zrachya, ha'levi, Rabbeinu Yoinis, and v'ha'it. Then he says that he's even seen that the Rishonim, when they quote different in Hogan, they bring a lot of Ashkenazi communities where it was clear that there too they were Noyek. He says the Rabbanim in Shapiro, in Garmaiza, Magencia, Provencia, Catalonia, these were all different places where it's clear they were doing Yibum. So he said, to be Mevatel, something that Ruba the Ruba of Rishonim and Reif Gilois that we're aware of, follow the halacha, the mitzvah Yibum's Kaidemis. He says, Mehechatesa, this is something you should be able to do. Moving along, he says that it's clear from the letter, from this whole ichud that was put together, is that they wanted that there should be an achdus. That was the concept. The concept was there should be an achdus. And he says he knows that was motivating them. He says, Befat Rav Uziel, he was the Rishon Litzin, so why would he have gone connected to Beis Yosef? And he said, the Terence says they wanted to have some sort of achdus. So he brings Agav Urchi, he said he saw in a sefer that there was a Maiseh Shehayo, that when this group had convened, they got together. So one of the things Rav Uziel said was that he thinks there should be a uniform definition of what Shechita is. Right, so we know that one of the biggest machloikis in between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah is when you shecht and you baidik the ray of the lungs, different sirchas, right? The Beis Yosef is very, very machmer, the Ramah is very, very mekel, and tiyodua. So he said that the Rav Uziel said that he's willing to concede Poshet l'shem achtos. He said he's willing to concede that the Svardim should start following the Ramah, all the kulas of the Ramah. Let there just be one way that we're boidik treifes, and to be one way we do shchit like this, everything is going to be uniform. So he said that he saw in this sefer, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was there, and Rav Tzvi Pesach was Amad al Raglov. And he said that if all the Svardim in Eretz Yisrael, Uberoisham Rav Uziel, is going to be masking to go like the Ramah, I'm going to open up a shlachtois and I'm going to start following the Bishoys. That was what he said. He says, I'm going to be Moicha. So he said, Rav Uziel wanted to go like the Ashkenazim. And he said, I'm going to be Moicha like the Bishoys. He said, it was never going to happen. So he says, clearly, but he said, he refers to it as a demyon. I don't know if that means fantasy or some utopian vision of how everything was just going to be gewaldig. And Rav Yosef said, in his mind, he didn't think it was shayach, such a thing to happen. But more than that, he didn't think it was right. He thought it was 100% wrong. He says, at the end of the day, there's a Messiah of the Beis Yosef, there's a Messiah of the Ramah, there's Seifaira, and he says, if you're someone that's a Yalid Ashkenaz, you're mechuyev to follow the Ramah. And if you're someone that's a Yalid Svar, you're mechuyev to follow the Beis Yosef. You don't have a right to just go ahead and in the spirit of everyone's going to get along and it's going to be better for the Medina. That's not something you have a right to do. He said, Befrat. And this was something Rav Avad Yosef held as one of his guiding forces when it came to Psak Halacha. And that is, he held that Eretz Yisrael was the Makim of the Sfarta. That was something that he held. And he said, the reason is, why? It's not such a chiddush what he said. He said because the Beis Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah lived in Krakow. The Beis Yosef lived in Tzfas. And he said he lived in Eretz Yisrael. And that was the minig hamokim he held of Eretz Yisrael. So he wasn't saying that Ashkenazim should follow the Beis Yosef. But he did feel that at the end of the day, to walk into Eretz Yisrael now, and to go ahead now and start creating law of the land that's going to go connected to the Beis Yosef, he said, number one, Mechateisa. And he said, but Frat, the minig hamokim of Eretz Yisrael historically was Beis Yosef. He says, if you would go to Tayman today, you would follow the Sephardim. Right, you're going to go to Morocco, you go to Egypt, you go to Lebanon, you're going to follow the Sephardim. You go to Krakow, you go to Karastir, you're going to follow the Ashkenazim, right? It's not such a chiddush. But he said over here, so what's Eretz Yisrael, right? What is the definition of Eretz Yisrael? So he says, L'chayr, if you're asking me, the definition of Eretz Yisrael is, it's the Minig HaMakom of the Beis Yosef. And he says, once it's the Minig HaMakom of the Beis Yosef, he says, nah, you're going connected to Beis Yosef and Koymai. He said, that's not so partial at all. You know, one of the things that he said is the emes is this whole inyan of Abishol. Now, Abishol is something that's very, very chomer, right? It's very chomer de gezach. He says, what would happen if somebody would do Yibum? He would be mechaven l'shem mitzvah, but he would also be mechaven shaloi l'shem mitzvah, like l'shum noy. What would be the halach over there? If somebody would have both kavanas, you mechaven l'shem mitzvah, you also mechaven shaloi l'shem mitzvah. So the emes is, he says svaris, right? There's some obvious svaris that we can hypothesize. Oh, but after resolving svaris, it's an often a Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov says in a tshuva, in the Chachmei Ashkenaz, right? Chief Rabbi of Prague. So the Shvus Yaakov said that the halacha is, it's pasha to him, that if somebody would be mechaven l'shem mitzvah and l'shum davar acher, it would be okay. This is actually very interesting. Listen to what he says. He says, v'raya brura l'zeh. He says, I'll prove it to you. You know why I know that? He says, because Chazal say, Kol anoyse isha l'shem mamoin, oy l'noy, havelei banim she'inam mehuganim. It's a very, very similar lashon to Abishol's lashon. Abishol said, if someone is koines, as yivimtoi l'shem noy, well, l'shem davaracha, that's such as mamoin, right? If someone did Yibum, he got the whole Yerusha. So if somebody would do it, L'shum Noi, L'shum Davar Acher, it's Kilu Begei Be'er. So Chazal said very similarly, if someone is Noi Se'ish L'shem Mom, L'shem Noi, Havalei Bonim She'inam Muganim. So he says, when came Kosha, at the Moitzi Laz Chas V'Sholem, said the Shvus Yaakov, if that's true, you're being Moitzi Laz Al Yosef U'Ben Yomim. She'ovinu Yaakov, Nosa Oysa, B'Shvil She'hoysi Yifas Toya V'Yifas Mar. Obviously, someone gets married. He's marrying someone that's nois l'chein. For nois them gan kein in neim b'mamin. He says sometimes they look at money too. For lo yimatzik klal banim u'ganim. So he says how you can have a child that's banim u'ganim. So the Teretz says you let him marry someone l'shem noi. You let him marry someone l'shem mamin. But nervous, it just can't only be l'shem noi. It can't only be l'shem mamon. Elavada ikir the b'shituf ain't beda. Avada, if it's both, it's gonna be fine. So if that's the case, by yivamis, it should be the same thing. If someone's kindness as yivimtai, l'shem noy u'l'shem mitzvah. So Bavad Yosef said that the emes is this whole Indian of Abishol. That's mamish a guy who bechlal has no tzad whatsoever l'shem mitzvah. But once we take on this Shvus Yaakov, it mitigates the whole problem. Now again, Chazal knew all this, but the bottom line is it mitigates the whole problem. Regardless, a fascinating tshuva. It's 14. Pages at the end, there's a little hosafa that they bring. This is not printed in the actual tshuva, but they say that it was written on the side, on the ksav yad, on the side of this tshuva from Rabbi Avadia Yosef, and that is that he said that he heard that when this group got together, there were people, there were secular Zionists that had a little bit of a day in terms of how some of these things were put into place. I mean, there was a little bit of politics involved as well, and that's something that he wrote offline already, Ayin Shum, where he wasn't very happy about that. But the bottom line is that this was Rabbi Avadia Yosef's psak, and this served, you feel it from going through the tshuva, as a landmark psak. I was telling this to my son Naftali today, and he told me that he just recently read the art scroll biography on Rabbi Avadia Yosef, and he showed me that if you look, chapter 10, there's an entire chapter that's dedicated to this tshuva. This tshuva. And it's not because that this is a Yevamos sugya, middle of the biography of Avadi Yosef, but they said that this was a tshuva where, number one, he went against the Rabbanut, so that was obviously very, very big. But also, he was shtelling avek, that there's no such thing that we can now come in Eretz Yisrael and tell, oh, this is a new land, we're shtelling it avek, and everyone's mechuyev to conform and to comply to one mahalach. It's not the way it works. But rather, the Sfaradim, he said, felt very strongly how to follow the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. Should follow the Ashkenazim. And Vosfet Zayim Betachtos, he says, it's been this way throughout history. It's always been like this. Klai Yisrael always got together. There's nothing wrong with having different minhagim. Bishame Bisil, there was always a Hava, and there was Sholim Beinayim. This was never an issue. So he told the Shoyol, he said, you could do Yibum on my Cheshbon. He says, you could do Yibum. That's what he said. He said, you're not mechuyev to listen to this psak. They have no authority to tell you to go to Leika Beis Yosef and Eretz Yisrael and the Eretz HaKadosh. This is the psak. Obviously, there's a lot more there. Ayin Shah.